This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Protesters in Myanmar took part in yet another day of demonstrations against the country's military junta today, although in much smaller numbers than the massive turnout in many cities and towns seen yesterday. An angry crowd of demonstrators gathered in front of the Indonesian embassy in Yangon following reports Jakarta is seeking support from other member countries in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations for a plan that would hold the junta to its promise of new elections within the year. The protesters demanded that Indonesia respect the results of last November's elections, won in a landslide by deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy. President Joe Biden led a national eulogy and candlelight vigil to mark the tragic milestone of 500,000 COVID deaths in the U.S. yesterday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
A bell tolled at the National Cathedral before President Biden called the 500,000 deaths a grim, heartbreaking milestone.
As we acknowledge the scale of this mass death in America, we remember each person and the life they lived.
He offered special condolences to those who are grieving.
My heart aches for you, those of you who are going through it right now.
And urged the nation to put the politics aside and honor the dead by stopping the spread of the virus.
Socially distance, to mask up. Get vaccinated when it's your turn.
Biden, the vice president, and their spouses bowed their heads for a moment of silence outside the White House as 500 candles flickered to reflect 500,000 lives lost. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Businesses and teachers reacted in England on Monday to the new roadmap set out by the UK government to ease coronavirus restrictions. Earlier in the day, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson laid out a slow easing of one of Europe's strictest pandemic lockdowns, which will see children in England return to class and people able to meet a friend outside for coffee in 2 weeks' time. But those longing for a haircut, a restaurant meal, or a pint in a pub have almost 2 months to wait. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam gave her clear support today to electoral reforms that would likely further exclude opposition voices and cement Beijing's control over the semi-autonomous Chinese city's politics. Her comments came a day after a top Beijing official signaled major changes would be coming to ensure Hong Kong is run by what they call patriots, a clear sign that China intends to no longer tolerate dissenting voices 23 years after the former British colony was handed over to Chinese rule with a promise it could maintain its own rights and freedoms for 50 years. Afghanistan's warring sides have returned to the negotiation table after more than a month of delays amid hopes that the two sides could agree on a reduction of violence and eventually an outright ceasefire. Talks abruptly ended after just a few days in January, with both sides submitting their wish lists for the agenda. The talks will now begin on agenda items. Correspondent Kathy Gannon is covering the story for Associated Press.
Taliban say the ceasefire is part of negotiations. They don't want a ceasefire ahead of negotiations. So that's where the stalemate is. And so really the focus for the United States, for NATO, for the Afghan government is how do we get to a reduction in violence leading to a ceasefire as quickly as possible.
U.S. President Joe Biden faces a looming May 1st deadline deciding whether to stay, to pull out, or extend the deadline. The wife of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman forges her way through a media mob with the help of her lawyer and two bodyguards as she was arrested Monday in the United States and accused of helping her husband run his multi-million-dollar cartel and plot his audacious escape from a Mexican prison in 2015. Emma Coronel Aispuro, a 31-year-old former beauty queen, was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C., and she's expected to appear in federal court in Washington today. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.